Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to Wednesday's edition. Why do I think it's Monday? Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. And I must say, back in studio for this afternoon is none other than Pastor Moyo, still being jaw-dropped because we're talking about my drive back from the Eastern Cape when we went to PE. I thought it was close in Mfundisi, but the more we got closer, the further it became. The more we got closer, the further it became. I mean, we left here at about 7:30. We left, in fact, Krugersdorp with my sister. And we got to the other side the following morning at about 11:30. I pushed, like I was saying to you at some point. I stopped and I said to these guys, I see I'm going to sleep. I've been fighting it off. And I said, I just need to sleep 30 minutes and keep going because I'm tired.
Maybe for the sake of info and the traffic cops listening, at what speed are you driving?
No, fortunately, because my sight is not the greatest, at night I drive on 100 and I push on 100.
Oh, okay.
But once, once it was daytime, I said to my sister, I'll try and save petrol. Let's keep it at 120. She looks at me and she said, I'll top it up. Go. I can't say what speed I was driving at thereafter. But eventually, and I think everybody thought it was close because when you got there, they were like, yo, you've been on the road more than 12 hours. Why? And I was like, we thought PE was close. But it was just too far.
You are strong, eh?
I've 13 hours. The good news is my sister has started her driving lessons again. She was at some point. Apparently, she could drive. I've never seen her drive. But now she's actively doing it. I mean,
so you have got a helper.
Yes, she will be assisting me from this going forth. At least if we can split the 13 hours, it will make a huge difference. Six and a half, and we get there.
But I must say, we thank God for your protection.
Definitely, Mfundisi.
I mean, if you can drive 13 hours without sleeping.
Yeah. And get there and attend the event the whole day.
then we thank God for
that. We welcome back, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
How was online?
well, we had glitches here and there.
Definitely.
You know, sometimes it's, you know, the
technology.
Yeah. You understand?
Yeah.
And my mistake was to use also my notepad.
Oh.
I was not supposed to use my phone.
Your cell phone. Oh.
So I was using my phone. So calls kept on intercepting. You know, when you're a pastor,
of course,
you have to pray for people. People are looking for counsel, advice, guidance. So from time to time, when a call comes in,
it
intercepts us. Yeah, you know.
No, yeah, but at least it was a learning curve.
But I learned.
Definitely a learning curve. It is, of course, a Wednesday. And right about now, we have what we call WordFest, in case you're wondering. And that voice, of course, is Pastor Moyo. So it's that time, Mfundisi. What do you have for us this afternoon?
And maybe also, Sis Luko, for disclaimer.
Yes.
Today is my last day
for
this month.
Yes.
The month of August is Women Month.
Yep.
So we are giving women
a chance, definitely.
Yeah.
So you'll be resting for a month.
I will rest for the whole month of August.
Yes.
Yeah, just in case people are wondering, where is Pastor
Where have you
Moyo?
Disappeared to?
So now at least I'm telling my audience in advance that I won't be in the month of August. I'll take a rest. We give women chance, you know.
You're going to allow izimbokodo.
Zishumayele because uNkulunkulu uzibizile ziyashumayela very strong. They're preaching, they're teaching very strong.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you for that chance, Mfundisi. Thank you for allowing women to flourish in their month.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Maybe today, let us see and let us go to Romans chapter 8. Verse 35, 37 to 39.
All right, and I'll read from the Amplified Version. Who shall ever separate us from Christ's love? Shall suffering and affliction and tribulation, or calamity and distress, or persecution, or hunger, or destitution, or peril, or sword? Yet amid all these things, this is verse 7, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. For I am persuaded beyond doubt, in other words, I'm sure, that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
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 Today I'm here to deliver a love letter to somebody. God loves you.
You're creative with words.
God loves
you. Here's a love letter. Not a nan.
God loves you. I'm here to tell somebody that God loves you.
I always say the principle of God's love is going back to the basics.
Amen.
It's going back to
Amen.
The why we come to him.
Amen.
Because God we are stunned.
God loves you.
Amen.
And that on its own, it settles everything.
Mm.
Every noise of calamity.
Amen.
Every noise of tribulations. Every noise that comes through problems, challenges, trials.
Mm.
There are a lot of noises out there.
Mm.
But what stands out is that God loves us. So I'm here to tell somebody that God loves you.
Letter received.
God loves you.
Letter received, definitely.
Because there's somebody who is going through a lot.
Mm, and that's what I'm saying, letter received.
And they are saying, where are you, God?
Mm.
Where are you? Why me?
Mm.
When is this going to end?
Sure.
Does it look like my season is permanent?
This was my conversation with the Lord this morning.
I keep on hearing pastors, men of God, saying life is seasonal.
Yeah.
Why is it that my season, it keeps on insisting
it's dragging
on winter season?
Mm.
It has never been warm in me, in my life, in my finances.
Yeah.
It's always cold and freezing.
Mm.
But today I'm here to deliver a love letter
to
somebody. God loves you.
Amen.
God loves you.
Amen.
Now this
it's funny that because before you actually mentioned amidst all these feelings that we might have, when you said God loves you, it was almost as if God is saying to me, remember the conversation we had this morning?
Amen.
I'm here to remind you, I love you.
Wow.
That's why I said letter received. That's why I said letter received.
Amen.
As you expand on
Amen.
It, I'm like,
Amen.
It's fine,
so
Lord.
Imagine how many today God told them that
Amen.
It is well.
Amen.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'll never leave you.
Mm.
I will never forsake you.
Sure.
I will help you and I will strengthen you.
Mm.
In other words, God says in the word, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He
sure.
says, I will help you and strengthen you.
Come on.
How I like the practicality of God. Help and strengthen. In other words, God is saying, challenges will be there.
Yeah.
Tribulations will be there.
Yep.
Sufferings will be there.
Mm.
Like Paul mentions all these things. He says there's persecution, there's hunger, there's destitution, there's peril, there's swords, there's distress, there's tribulation, there's affliction, there's suffering.
Yep.
But all these things does not change. God loves you.
Mm. It's not because he ceased to love you.
No.
That
no,
you're
no.
experiencing
God,
these
God
things.
Will never let you go. Mm. God will always love you irregardless.
Mm.
God's love does not change.
Yeah.
You know, people change. That's why in the book of Numbers, the Bible says, he's not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind. Mm. Nowadays, people say, I love you because there's something that they gain out of you.
Yeah.
The moment goalposts shifts or they are no longer benefiting.
Yeah, love shifts as well.
It was never love.
Sure.
Love is permanent.
Mm.
Remember, God is love. So people confuse moments with love.
Mm.
That moment of excitement and that heavy feeling of saying, You think you love somebody. Wait until life tests you.
Mm.
Wait until challenges come in between that relationship. then you realize that your relationship was founded on false platforms. You know, it was a false foundation that you thought it was love, because love can be tested.
Okay.
Love can be tested.
Yeah.
That is why the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world
that he gave.
Now, number two, he had to give to show.
To show.
So
yeah,
he's tested.
The extent of his love.
You understand? Mm. So he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ.
Come
that
on.
Whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
Mm.
But before giving, there was love.
Mm.
Before giving, there was
love. Love compelled the giving.
You understand? Mm. So God loves you. I'm telling somebody who is in their office, at home, wherever you are driving, wherever you are listening, God loves you. What you are going through, it doesn't define the proximity of God in your life.
Mm.
Many a times people define God's presence by what they see God giving them.
Yeah.
If God is doing something for you, you buy a car, you buy a house, you get a promotion, there's monies that are released, most of the times we falsely attach this to the love of God.
Yep.
And we think those are loved more than you.
Mm.
And sometimes you can be confused that somebody that you did not even think of,
expect,
you see them prospering, and then you end up comparing and say, but we are your children. We are walking upright. We have the Holy Spirit in us. We are praying. We are loyal. We are faithful. We are loving to you, God.
Sure.
But why does our life doesn't reflect the love of you on us? You understand?
Yeah.
But you look at what, let me say it bluntly, what the devil does on the other side of the fence, his own.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
They don't even want to associate themselves with God.
Mm.
They don't even go to church. They don't even
exactly.
read the Bibles. But you look at them on the other side of the fence. It's as if they are
prospering.
They are successful. You know, they change cars like they are buying bread. You understand? So to you,
I'm glad you used that analogy. There's another one I was hoping you don't use.
Yeah.
The one of changing garments.
Yes, you understand.
Yeah.
So, but now, if you are not mature enough, you might attach material things to
God's
the love,
love
of God. And then the moment you are going through a season,
You question his love.
That's where now the proximity of God comes in. You think his presence is defined by material things.
Yeah.
Look at the life of Joseph. He's going through tough times in life. Yet the Bible says the Lord was with Joseph.
Kanja.
You understand? It's so confusing. It's so confusing. So somebody
to the carnal mind, it's
to
confusing.
A carnal mind is very confusing, and to the naked eye, it's very confusing.
Yeah,
challenging to believe that God is with you. So now, Paul, we are talking about a man who has a deeper insight, an epiphany, a revelation of God. This is a man when he started his journey of life. He didn't want anything to do with Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
He was fighting believers to the nail.
I was about to say, if anything, he was on the opposite.
He was a devil's weapon, an assassin by nature. You know, whenever there is a gathering of the saints of the believers, Saul at that time, he was Saul.
Okay.
He was the one who was sent. He was one of the special task forces of the devil to go and inflict pain and confuse Abazalwan, the brethren, and distract them, you know, and scatter them.
Yeah.
So he was the devil's missile at that point.
Mm.
But now this is a man later on, he receives Jesus Christ.
Mm.
You know.
Kabang uhlangana nomuntu that once persecuted you proclaiming
understand.
Now all of a sudden the same Jesus.
You understand. You understand. Because at some point, some believers, when they saw Paul coming, because now after he receives Jesus, he gets a new identity.
Okay.
This is who we are. Mm. When we receive Jesus, even our names change in the spirit. We become the favor of God.
Come on.
We become the precious of God.
Mm.
We become the glory of God.
Amen.
We become the blessings of God. Mm. You understand?
Yeah.
We are a new creature.
Okay.
Altogether. So even the name changes, the identity changes, the biological setup changes.
Changes altogether.
You understand? Mm. So in other words, for you, generational curses don't apply to you.
Come on.
Because
now
you are a new creature in Christ.
Yeah.
So now he's translated from being Saul.
You're here to challenge
to
people's
Paul.
Theologism, Fundis.
You understand?
Yeah. So, definitely.
So now he's translated from being Saul, he's now Paul.
Amen.
You understand? He's now Brother Paul.
Brother Paul.
You understand? So so he's the one now who sees what those who, that's why I always say to people, never judge a believer, let me put it that way, so that I don't sound like I'm too aggressive on believers' behaviors and nature. So never judge a believer by their years in attendance of church.
Okay.
You understand? They attend the sonto, the sonta.
Okay.
There's a difference between ukusonta nokhonza.
Okay.
We understand.
Okay.
There's church attendance.
Okay.
And there's fellowship.
Okay.
Many can't differentiate. There's a fine line between somebody who is a churchgoer and somebody who is fellowshipping. When we go to church every Sunday, we are not marking a register.
You're communing
it's not
with
attendance.
One another.
It's fellowship. It's the gathering of the believers.
Amen.
That's why I still struggle to understand somebody who hasn't seen the importance, the imperativeness of gathering as the saints.
Okay.
You see.
And yet scripture is very clear on that.
You understand?
For us not to give up on the habit
and
of meeting
God
together.
And God, from time to time, he keeps on proving the power of gathering.
Yeah. Yeah.
How so? You find somebody who has been struggling for 10 to 15 years or 5 years, doesn't matter the timeline.
Mm.
And they come that one day on church, you pray for them, you speak a word over them. Immediately their lives changes. Within a week or a month, they come back with a testimony.
Okay.
They said, it was on that day when I came to church, my life changed.
Mm-hmm.
So when we gather as believers, it's not just an attendance, it's fellowship.
It's fellowship.
There's impartation that happens there. That's where God also releases himself to the believers as well. You understand? So now, why am I saying this? Because this is Paul now, who reveals mysteries that even the apostles, who had a 3-year diploma with Jesus, could not see.
Mm.
They didn't see these things that Paul saw.
Mm.
That's why he says, woe unto me if I don't preach Christ. Because he understands, he has come to the full completion of himself as to what is his purpose of existence.
Mm.
You see, now he reveals all these things. He says, no man, I don't dispute the fact that there are challenges, there are trials, there are tribulations, there are problems. I mean, the way he narrates all of them, I doubt here there is no phrase that he didn't use for hardship.
Yeah.
He says there are sufferings, affliction, tribulation, calamity, distress, persecution, hunger. You know, you can choose where you want
of,
to fit in.
Yeah.
What you are going through is there. He says, listen.
You
understand?
Yeah.
He says, but listen.
Mm.
All these, I don't care how they can be decorated. and how they inflict pain on you. But all these things, never make a mistake and confuse the love of God for material things.
Mm.
God loves you.
Come on.
God loves you.
Mm.
The love of God is pure.
Yeah.
Pure in its essence.
And it's not diverted by these feelings.
No. Remember, God is love.
Mm.
When people ask you, people try to define God by what he does. If you ask them, who is God? No, God is the
Jehovah,
creator of the heavens and the earth. But you are telling us about the functionality of God. That's who God can be to you.
Yeah.
Not who God is.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So many a times believers, when you ask them, who is God? No, God is the healer. No, God is my comforter.
Yeah.
God, they know God based on their experiences in life.
Yeah.
But that's not who God is.
Mm.
That's what God can do. God is love. God is pure.
Mm.
God is love. God is love. So Paul says, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
Mm.
Nothing. Think of whatever, but nothing. So now I'm talking to somebody who might be who might be affected or challenged financially, in marriage. Your afflictions are through your children. Your afflictions are through your work. There are people that, you know, when it's a Sunday evening, they feel like, you know, tomorrow it can be a Monday kind of a hole where they can just fall in and then the whole earth swallows them.
Mm.
They go to work because they don't have a choice. There are bills to pay.
Otherwise,
there's a life
the heart,
to sustain.
The mind is not there.
But the heart, the mind, it's heavy to go to work. Why? Because there's a furrow there in at work. That's why I want to advise anyone who is in position of authority.
Mm.
Never abuse somebody at workplace.
Yeah.
Never be the reason why somebody sheds their tears and cry before God every Sunday when they think of that tomorrow is a Monday.
Mm. Sure.
Never make life difficult for other people at work.
Sure.
Some of them, they are parents, they've got children.
Yep.
Their children even ask them, they can see the distress.
Mm.
Some of these work challenges are a cause of conflict even in marriages.
Yep.
Because it's a replication.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
This thing, it's a handover.
Mm.
Whatever they are going through at work, they carry it over to their home.
Yep.
At home it becomes so tense. So challenging that there is no communication, there is no love language, there is no because the other one is disconnected because they are challenged at work.
Yeah, yeah.
And you are the reason for many marriages to go down the drain.
Sure, Fundis.
You are the reason why other parents can't connect with their children because where will they get the love to connect with their children at home when they are afflicted at work?
Sure. You're reminding somebody is actually saying very important message, Abo Faro at work.
Yes.
I think that's what Vusi. It's actually internal. Somebody just wrote it on the PC. You know, and speaking of that, Fundis, I always say it makes me worry because those in authority now were once subordinates.
Yes, they were once subordinates.
The question is,
why do you want somebody to feel
the
same
pressure
pain
you felt.
That you felt?
Can you not think back to a time where you were a subordinate and there was that one person who was impossible towards you? Is that the feeling that you would have appreciated as a subordinate as well?
Maybe let me relate to my industry of preaching this side.
Mm.
There is a giant of God,
a
father figure, a father of many nations, who just recently passed on. Last week on Tuesday, we were laying him to rest.
Mm.
May his soul rest in peace.
Yeah.
His Excellency, Dr. S.D. Gumbi.
Mm.
That man unified the body of Christ.
Mm.
That man would go even to Zion.
Yeah.
That man will go to Methodist. That man will go to this church, clap and tap.
He was a bridge.
That man will go even to us ministries.
Mm.
You know, ministries, sometimes when God gives you a vision, you have to start your own thing.
And then they call you Spaza Shop.
You understand? There is always that. You understand? I don't want to go into those politics. Yeah. You understand? But the question is, if you went through the same thing, why would you want to inflict the pain to your own sons and daughters?
Exactly.
You understand? In the ministry. Now I'm talking randomly.
Yes. Yes.
You understand?
Yeah. You know the struggle of both.
You know the struggle.
You know the struggle.
Why can't you make life easy
for those that came to the industry?
Exactly. Who were employed yesterday in your work environment.
You're reminding me, there was once a lady I interviewed right here. She told a story. She wrote, I think, a book on work bully. And she says, I was once bullied by a manager to a point where she says I was physically ill. And she says, years later, roles were turned somehow. I can't even remember how the roles were turned. But she was now in a position to help save this boss's job. And she says, I had the power to actually advise and decide whether she left or not. The same boss that gave her a hard time, she said, that boss bullied me. And she says, years later, I was in a position where my opinion mattered on whether or not she goes or she stays.
Yes.
And she says at that point, she was at her lowest. And she says, I decided there and then I was never going to be her.
Amen.
I was never going to dish out the same treatment and behavior that she dished out to me.
Amen. Amen.
Sure. Amen. So when the roles are turned, you want me to turn around and extend grace to you. So why not give the same grace?
You see, so coming back to that, I'm talking to somebody who is overwhelmed with so much rejection. Rejection in every corner, every corridor, every boardroom, every door, every gate that you try to knock, there is rejections. I'm here to tell you that God loves you.
God loves you. Sure.
There is a man called God. He doesn't lie nor change his mind.
Come on.
If he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, to die for you, he can even stick by you. It doesn't matter what you did or what you are going through. God loves you. His love will never fail. His love will never change.
Sure.
Now the Bible says we are the image and the likeness of God. So in other words, we are the best original copy of who God is.
Amen.
So we should reciprocate love to others.
Mm.
In fact, Jesus says, this is the greatest commandment that I live with you. Love one another. Love one another.
Mm.
Love one another.
Come on.
Love one another. Love one another. There mustn't be anyone in this world who should be kneeling down and crying to God. And when God looks at those tears, because the Bible says every time when one cries, there is an angel that is responsible, that was created only to read the messages on the tears. Now the message, if the message is read by God, only to find out your name is up front, that you are the persecutor. You are the persecutor.
Sure.
Today I'm challenging you. It might be that, you know, there is this statement. I don't know how I'm going to rephrase it in English. Abantu bazothi yazilo angimpiwanga. Angimuzwe egazini. What is that? That's witchcraft statement. It's a witchy statement. It's a wizard statement.
I also don't know how to explain it, but basically it means we use it as well as a man, somebody that you don't know, that you have never even had a chance to have an hour with him in one room.
Some people hate others because of Bluetoothing. They Bluetooth hatred.
Inherited beefs.
Inherited beefs because you heard negative news about somebody.
Yeah.
And you have never experienced the side of the other coin of this person.
And you never get to.
To know this person, you're already fuming. When you hear them speak, you hear them or see them, you are already, you want to change even your direction.
Ticked off. Only because of something you heard.
Only because of something that you heard.
Yeah. Humankind.
God is love.
Mm.
God loves us.
Yeah.
The love of God demands us. In fact, do you know that love is a requirement?
Yeah.
It's a must.
Yeah.
It's only association that is by choice.
Mm.
We choose to who we associate with, which is very important. You can't be associating with everyone.
Yeah.
You understand. But love, you love one another.
Mm.
Jesus says, this is the commandment that I leave you with. Love one another. In fact, in some instances, Jesus says, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Sure, difficult.
If you have never gossiped yourself, don't find a reason to gossip somebody else. If you have never try to sabotage yourself.
Mm.
Never even conspire to sabotage somebody's destiny.
So the challenge is, what does love towards yourself look like?
Exactly.
And that's what you
look
need.
At how
that's
you
what
love
you
yourself.
Need to distribute
will
it
you
to
stay the
person?
Whole day without bathing?
Mm.
Certainly not.
Exactly.
If you love cleanliness on yourself,
extend
make sure
it.
That you extend the same thing to somebody else. If you see them dirty, help them to be clean.
Sure.
If you don't love hunger, if you can't spend the whole day without eating, you know, there are people who can't fast.
I knew we were going there.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
They can't fast. They've got that gluttony spirit. But I'm talking this with humility and honesty in it. You understand? Unless you are going through chronic medication because you have to drink your pills in the morning. But God will give you a means and ways on how to fast. I mean, from in the morning to 12, midday, you can't die, man. You can't die.
Not at all.
You can't die. So you can fast. You understand?
Mm.
So, but you know, Sis Luko, love is so deep.
Yeah.
Love is so deep. If you don't want somebody to suffer, if you don't want to suffer, why do you want somebody to suffer? If you yourself, you wouldn't like when you are fired at work, why would you want somebody to be fired at work?
Sure.
Why would you conspire to make sure that you go all lengths, all latitude,
to make sure
to have
fired.
Somebody kicked out of their job.
Sure.
I mean, you are a family woman, you are a family man, or you are a gentleman, or you are a lady.
Mm.
You leave your house with that energy that today was on Bonagal. You are even driving with passion.
To show them your might.
And the only thing that is in your mind and in your head is that his days or her days are numbered. And you want his children to suffer. You want their children to lose a school. They can't go to school because if the parent is fired at work, how are they going to pay school fees? So people don't understand that this is catastrophic.
It's not just about that one person you're attacking.
I always teach this at CFA, at our local church, that when God blesses you, it's not for you. God is seeing millions and millions behind you. When God does something for you, it's not for you. So if God raises you to that position of influence and authority, never be the reason why somebody else has to fast. And when you ask them, why are you in 3 days fasting? They say, no, I want to do away with that situation at work.
And
that
the situation has
is you. You are the situation. Imagine you are the situation, the whole person. You are the situation. You are the reason why one somebody will even take a pledge at work, at church and say, this 1,000 rand of mine, Lord, please fight for me. Sure. I've got enemies, and that enemy is you. They're all you.
We're not supposed to be laughing at this, but it's how you say it. But it's true. How do you feel at the thought that somebody is not sleeping because you are the thorn in their flesh at work?
Because of you. You see. So I'm trying to encourage somebody. In fact, I'm not trying. I'm encouraging somebody and also aligning the church at the same time.
Mm.
That in as much as there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. You understand?
I hear where you're going.
We also should do the same.
Mm. We shouldn't make people feel as if there's a separation between them and their God.
And their God.
Because we have failed to show them the love of God.
Exactly. You understand?
And so, sometimes it's demonstrated. It's not said. I don't need to say to you, God loves you.
We show it that God loves you.
Sure.
So some will even, hatred can be so poisonous to an extent that somebody becomes the devil themselves.
Mm.
They can even poison your food. So that they can just do away with you and be the manager there.
Especially, I was going to say, especially in work environments.
And be the director there. Mm. Eh? Just for a position.
Mm.
Then you want to eliminate somebody.
Sure.
Can't you see that you have even surpassed the witch criteria. You are now the devil himself. You have been accredited now. You moved faster. You didn't even went to the course of being a witch. Now you are the devil himself walking in this world. Because you want the same position that somebody is occupying.
Mm.
Come on, God will open up for you. Don't be bitter.
You're reminding me as you speak. Yesterday I even thought, but I think because of the conversation, a mom at my child's school tells me she has been suspended for a year now.
Mm.
She's in supply chain. I'm not sure what department or municipality. She says, I've set all these cases. There is nothing tangible against me.
Mm.
And this is because I am too upright and honest. She says, I'm not even bothered because I know my innocence.
Mm.
I stand on my innocence.
Amen.
She says it's been a year later. She made me laugh. She said, the only thing that's stressing me right now is which school's going to admit my child. She says, I've put them behind me. I'm not going to stress about them. And I said to her, don't worry. Amen. God will deal with
Amen.
That. You'll be Amen. Back at work.
Amen.
You'll be back Amen. At work. And she says, I know because I'm innocent.
Amen.
It's Amen. Just that people want to give their friends money and deals and tenders Amen. And whatnot. Amen. And I said, give it to God.
Amen.
Give it to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
So you want to be that person that gets someone Amen. Else fired because
I mean,
of your personal huh? shenanigans.
No, man. It can't be.
Yeah.
It can't be. You are now a devil himself, man.
That's a funny one.
You bypassed all these courses of being a witch, sorcerer, wizardry. You are himself.
You've taken the presidency position.
No. It can't be. If Paul says nothing can separate us from the love of God, you shouldn't be the reason why somebody thinks
separated.
God is not with them.
True, sure.
You mustn't be the reason why people, because some of these elements that Paul has actually mentioned here, if he says a problem, some of these problems are caused by people.
We are the instrument.
The source, you understand?
Mm.
The source of the problems, why there are problems is because somebody is involved.
Yeah.
That's why you are in deep problem. You are facing those problems. You see,
time for introspection.
Never be the reason why somebody feels like God's love is not with them.
Sure.
So I'm talking to somebody today.
Sure.
No challenge, no problem. In fact, when you read it there at the end, in verse 38 and 39, it says, "For I am persuaded beyond doubt, am sure, that neither death or life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height or nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, I want to capture verse 37 on purpose. Yet amid all these things, we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
And gain a surpassing victory through him who loves us.
Mm.
So today, I'm saying to somebody, you are more than a conqueror.
Mm.
Despite what you are going through, whether it's man-made or witchcraft-made, or it's your season that you are going through, because not everything comes through the devil or from the devil. Sometimes God himself, he can close the womb.
Mm.
He did that to Hannah. He did that to Elizabeth, you know. And he did that to Sarah.
Yeah.
You understand? And there was no demon or devil involved there. So sometimes when you are going, you need to have a discerning spirit so that you know that these challenges, these trials, these problems, where are they coming from? Which angle are they coming from? But what stands out of it all is that the love of God is permanent.
Come on.
God is with you and you are more than a conqueror.
Amen.
You will conquer that challenge.
Mm.
You will conquer those enemies that are fighting you to the nail at work, at home, wherever you are. I don't know what conspiracy. I don't know, but there's somebody that I'm talking to. You are going through that challenge where there is a conspiracy around your life.
Sure.
But God is saying, fear not, I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will hold you by my righteous right hand and I will strengthen you. That's what God says.
Yeah,
he says,
yeah.
I'll never leave you until I've done what I've promised you in your life.
Sure.
So God is with you. You are more than a conqueror.
Amen.
You will conquer it all through understanding that if God be for us, who can be against us? So never separate yourself from the love of God. Because there's one thing that I know. God will never separate himself from you.
Amen.
Many a times these problems, challenges, trials, tribulations, sicknesses, whatever the case might be, these tormenting situations, they drift us apart from God.
Yeah.
It is us who drift apart from God.
Of course.
Not God. These challenges sometimes, that's why you find people, some will say, I don't go to church anymore. What's the point? Why should I go to church when I'm suffering like this? Why should I fellowship when I'm suffering like this? Why should I give? Whenever I give, it becomes worse. Why should I tithe? Why should I? So the devil will always give people reasons to drift apart from the love of God. But God will never drift apart from you. So whenever you feel like God is not with you, it is you, like the prodigal son, who has left the father.
Mm.
The father will never leave you. That's why he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Let us look into the story of the prodigal son. It is the prodigal son who left the father and the compound and everything that was in there, because he thought he didn't have access to the world that is in the father's house. And then he demanded it by force. He says, I know that I have got my portion and my part in your wealth and inheritance. Give what is mine. I want to go. So he left out of anger, out of bitterness, from the father's love. So it is not God. It is not the father who left the prodigal son.
Yeah.
It is the prodigal son who left the father.
Mm.
But praise be to God, the Bible says he came back to his senses. He went running back to his father's bosom. And the father said, come on, just slaughter the fattened calf. And let us make a huge feast. Let us rejoice that which was lost has come back. And this is what Jesus came for, to restore back what was lost.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. So I'm challenging somebody as well who says, I don't go to church anymore. I don't fellowship with others. I don't pray anymore because I don't see any need.
Mm.
God loves you.
Amen.
God loves you.
Amen.
Never leave God, because God will never leave you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Mfundisi. Limiji, hi family, very insightful and a blessing. Mfundisi, bendikumamele nge weekend. You understand Xhosa, right?
Mm.
What do you want me to interpret for you?
No.
Bendikumamele nge weekend on this channel. It was about the marriage. Inkosi tata, it's a pity. I'm going to a meeting now. Oh, thank you, Limiji, so much. Sorry you missed this one, but thank you. Thank you so much for that message. Mamoya, man, know that you have drifted. You have drifted and not the Father. In other words, you have drifted from Him and not Him from you. Another message, I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Utembani Ndimande. Thank you so much for that message. And if I've missed yours, apologies. No bad blood, my dearest. There's just a lot of messages just coming through right now. But thank you so much for tuning in and for contributing. Until next time, from WordFest with Mfundisimoyo. Mfundisi, God bless.
Thank you so much.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Need a break from the hustle and bustle of life? Then tune in to Radio Pulpit GNN, a brand new online station bringing you Christian content in English and vernacular languages like Zulu, Setswana, and more. Visit radiopulpit.co.za or download the Radio Pulpit app and click on Radio Pulpit GNN to live stream wherever you are.
Bringing the gospel to you. Radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.